What better way to spend a midwinter's evening than gathered together by the river in a beautiful historic building, listening to noteworthy writers sharing their words, their poetry, their gifts, and their thoughts. The Innovative Notation Series is creating just that magical evening on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30 at the Ice House on Sand Island, right here in Bethlehem along the Lehigh River. Notation Series co-founder and writer Stephanie Powell Watts is one of the authors you'll meet that evening, along with critically acclaimed novelist Jennifer Gilmore and the renowned Lee Upton, author of books of poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, and literary criticism. This is WDIY 88.1 Lehigh Valley Public Radio, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain Kate Scuffle, your host. And this evening, I'm talking with award-winning writer and educator, Stephanie Powell Watts, about the Notation Series and its upcoming evening at the Ice House on January 25th. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction. Really beautiful. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. No, I think it sounds like such a magical evening. I mean, the Notation Series is fairly long running. It's not new, but I'm eager to hear more about the shift to the Ice House and upcoming programming. But before we get there with our listeners, can we talk just a little bit about what inspired Notations and what it is and what the vision was for it?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'd love to talk about Notations. It's one of my favorite things that I've been a part of in the Valley and at Lehigh just about 14 years ago. And I know this because I was very, very pregnant with my son. And he's 13. So just about 14 years ago, we started this series. And the we is I, along with Deborah Sakarakis, who used to be the artistic director at the Zollner Arts Center, yeah. And who is a fabulous advocate for the arts in the Valley and always has been. So we decided to create a series that would showcase the literary arts at Lehigh with our students, and also the literary arts in all their forms and with different kinds of writers. So we've had comedians, and we've had poets, and we've had playwrights, and everything that you can think of about writing, we have showcased in this series. We're really, really excited about the kinds of things that we've been able to bring to the campus. Our very first a guest was Carl Hancock Brooks. Uh-huh. And he is, in some ways, I'm so glad that he was our very first one, because in some ways he embodies what we wanted to do, because he does everything. He's a novelist, and he's a librettist, and he's a poet, and he's a dramatist, and he does acting, he does singing. I mean, he's just an amazing writer in all forms. And he was fantastic. And that was just about 14 years ago that this started. And we knew that the performing arts and they're vital and important for a thriving and culturally rich university and city. But we knew that the performing arts had more of a showcase than the literary arts. And that was mainly the reason that we really wanted to bring Notations to Lehigh.
That's exciting. And it's always been open both to the students in the Lehigh community as well as the public, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. Almost all of our programs are free, and they're all open to Lehigh students, to the Lehigh community, and also to the Lehigh Valley community or anyone else who wants to come. So we've always had that as a kind of mission. We want this to be open and available to anyone who can take part in it.
And as opposed to kind of I've always thought this about Notations, what feels lovely is it's exciting to see an author occasionally brought in to speak or give an appearance, you know, a little formal. This is a very different atmosphere, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about what a typical Notations evening is like?
Well, we have a lot of different kinds of programs. So we do have some of what you're talking about. We bring in someone who is internationally famous, and that person will do a reading, answer some questions, sign books, and then leave. And so there are those kinds of programs, and those are informative, and they also give the audience exposure to writers who are working at the top of their game, which mm-hmm. is really exciting, you know, to see someone and to hear their words when you realize that this is what excellent means in this genre. And so that's really exciting. So we do have those kinds of programs, but we also have programs that involve school groups and school children, and we have programs that are set aside for just those groups. We also have interactive programs. Probably one of my favorite that we've ever done is with Nikki Giovanni. And she came and she spoke with two classes of fourth graders from the Freemansburg Elementary School. And Jenny Gilrain, who is another wonderful friend and advocate for the arts in the Valley, she helped us coordinate, and she brought one of her classes. And Nikki Giovanni, I don't know if you've ever seen her or heard her read. Yes. She's so good. She's so funny, relatable. And she dressed in these different color plaids, you know, just kind of contrasting plaids. And I mean, this was obviously on purpose. And she had on men's shoes and, you know, big baggy pants, and, you know, and so the kids were really, and she's their grandma's age, you know, for these kids. And so she gets up on to the podium, and she says to them, this program was right after school for them. So we brought them in and they had snacks, and then they got to meet Nikki Giovanni. And then she talked to them and she said, I'm an old woman. This is not going to happen for me, but some of you are going to Mars.
Yeah.
And they were looking at her like, oh my God, you know, because she's like, this is the coolest person I've ever seen in my life, telling me I'm going to Mars, you know. And I mean, I was right there with them, with the fourth graders, like, yeah. it was really magical, just really magical. So there are also those kinds of programs, and also kind of small group sort of workshops that where we bring writers in and they meet with our students and also students from the Valley, from the K-12 community in the Valley. So we have quite a number of things that we'd like to do to say, okay, let's talk about writing. It's so foundational to virtually everything that we do. And, you know, not necessarily imaginative writing, but also clear and persuasive and interesting writing is right there, the bedrock of what we do. So let's talk about it. Let's see how do people do it? Why do people do it? Why is it important? And so we have those kinds of meetings too. It's really fun.
Well, an event like, it's interesting to me, an event like Thursday the 25th, there'll be three writers who are renowned, noteworthy writers who also have connections to the community, who are teaching here or working here or worked with the community. I love that they're, I have to say, three women. This is very exciting. what do you look for in an evening like that? What are you looking for in the writer? Is it a bit informal? If I go on the 25th, I'm expecting that I'm going to meet them and hear them read, hear their work, hear
yes.
them talk about their work. And do they do a bit of that? Will they talk, I'm assuming they'll talk a bit about their work, the writing itself, that journey.
Yeah, we often kind of leave a space open for discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, when I say often, I don't mean to suggest we've done it at the Ice House before, because this will be our launch. So, but but typically with notations events, what we do is the writer will give some kind of context for the work, mm-hmm. and then talk a little bit about the work or read from the work, and then there's an opportunity to just kind of open it up and see what the audience has to say. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the audience, almost always in an audience with writers, there are writers who have come to listen. Mm. And so that gets really fun. There's a kind of a crafts component to it. How do you do this? How do you make it happen? What if you have this problem? What if you have that problem? That kind of thing. And so that's often really interesting. But sometimes there's something people are more interested in, the nitty-gritty of what has been shared. The idea of, why did this woman do such a thing that you had her do? What does it mean that she did this thing? That kind of thing. And so there's always a space, at least in our readings, where people can talk back, so that there is a kind of of a conversation with the writing, because that's what we want to create as much as anything, is the idea of conversation. You know, that we are in this conversation, that is in fact what community is. It is in fact what citizenship is. It is a conversation with the people around you. And so sometimes we might not like what somebody has to say in their conversation. So how do we then say, tell me about what you have shared, and I'll tell you why this is strange to me, or I didn't understand it, or that kind of thing. And so I hope in some small way we're modeling a kind of civic discourse with the way that we engage with the art. When I was thinking about talking with you, I was thinking about the sorts of reasons that we come to this, that we would come to something like this, or come to any kind of art meeting. And one of the things is, I read this little book not too long ago by Will Storr, Storr. And I call it little because it's short, you know, not because it's insignificant, it's just short. And one of the things that he says, it's the science of storytelling. And he talks about how much our brains crave novelty. That, you know, all of us have been in the position, if we drive at all, of kind of sleepwalking through our day, or driving somewhere not having any idea how we got there. Just, you know, like, okay, well, I'm here now. And you just go through the routine because your brain is, you know, we sometimes call it autopilot, right? That your brain is just clicked in. Okay, I know this. But as soon as something pops up that is interesting, that gets our brains lit up, we are so excited. And that's the kind of thing that we want to do in our thinking, you know, and to one, to kind of enhance what we already know, but two, to let us think, you know, in different ways. Maybe these ways will be novel and exciting and will inspire our own work in whatever genre that is, or in whatever way that you do the work that you do. But it always gets your brain activated. And that's the way we want to live, kind of always excited about what we're seeing and what we're experiencing.
You're listening to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on WDIY 88.1. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle. I've been talking with award-winning writer and educator Stephanie Powell Watts about the Notation Series, which offers an exciting opportunity to engage with and listen to artists, authors, poets, and writers near and far coming to Bethlehem's Ice House on January 25th. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon here on WDIY 88.1, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm your host, Kate Scuffle, and tonight I'm talking with writer and educator Stephanie Powell Watts about the Notation Series and the Evening of Noteworthy Authors that Notations is presenting at Bethlehem's Ice House on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30. And just a reminder, it's also free. Stephanie, I hated to cut to the break there. I think it is really important what we're talking about, particularly the community discourse, has never felt more important than right now. And I'm intrigued. The Ice House is one of my favorite venues in the community. I feel like it lends to itself to a sense of gathering and conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about the move there? Is it a one-off, or are there going to be other events there?
I love the Ice House too. Isn't it great? I mean, just the space itself is so lovely. It feels like you're, you know, putting on shows in, you know, your grandpa's barn. You know, it's really fantastic. And the people who run it, who are doing such a phenomenal job of putting on really hundreds of different kinds of artistic shows, Doug Roysden and Kira Willem, are fantastic. They're really fantastic to work with. So we have wanted to move Notations into the community. We've still, with Notations, this will be part of the Notation series, and this will just be one kind of tributary of it, and that will be at the Ice House. And this is a series that we're starting next week, and we are hoping will happen about 3 times a year.
Okay.
So, and what we're hoping, I mean, we're hoping to be like the Godfrey Daniels of literature and writers, you know, in the Valley. You know, they've had such a phenomenal example of how you create a space that people will want to come to, that renowned writers from all over will want to come to. And we are really, really well situated geographically for that to happen. When people go on book tours out of New York and Philadelphia, it would not be difficult for them to stop here and to visit us. So we're really excited about the possibilities for the Ice House, and really excited to work with Doug and Kira and Deborah and Jennifer Gilmore too, will be helping with this project.
And the Bethlehem Fine Arts Commission is sponsoring this in part as well, are they not?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're our major sponsor along with Lehigh.
Okay. All the, you know, lead up to, well, let's talk about the writers on January 25th. Who will we hear and meet? Can you tell us a little bit about their work and their backgrounds and what we might hear a bit of?
Oh, sure. I'm really excited about this first reading. I will serve as mostly a kind of a mistress of ceremonies and kind of get us going. And Jennifer Gilmore will be reading. She has a new book in progress that she'll be reading from. Really excited to hear from that. She's won many awards. She has 5 novels, 3 for adults, 2 for young adults. And her novel, The Mothers, was highlighted on Fresh Air when it came out. She's a really wonderful, nuanced, intelligent writer. Lee Upton is our feature writer, and this is something that we hope to continue throughout the series, that we have a kind of, a writer who will kind of get us into the series, and then a feature writer. And we're hoping that the writer who reads for us first will be from this area or from this region, and then the other writer will be a renowned writer in the field. And so luckily we have both in Lee Upton. She is just amazing. she writes in every genre. She's written libretti. She's right, you know, she writes everything from criticism to poetry. She's multiple award winning. She has a novel coming out this year and a novel coming out the next year. She is both one of the best and most prolific writers that I know. And luckily she's still here in the Valley. So we're really excited. She has a new book that's coming out this year, and so we're highlighting that book on on Thursday.
I love that I see in the notes for the program that upcoming books for Lee, upcoming publications, the 2024 says Tabitha Getup, comic novel coming in May 2024, then Wrongful, literary mystery coming in May 2025. And I'm like, these are 2 completely different genres or styles. This is like fabulous.
I know. She's amazing. She has this just prodigious and prolific imagination. She can go anywhere in this really beautiful and informed way. I'm really, if I didn't love her so much, I would be really, really jealous.
And her poetry, I mostly know her, to be honest, as a poet. She's, and for our listeners, her poetry has appeared in all the major publications, New Yorker, Atlantic, New Republic, American Poetry Review, 3 editions of Best American Poetry. So yeah, really diverse. And I note also, this was just personally interesting to me, mm-hmm. and perhaps, I'm sure not uncommon, but, and all 3 of you are also educators. Lee is a writer in residence and teaches at Lafayette. Jennifer, I believe, teaches at Lafayette. You teach at Lehigh. It's interesting to me, I think, for just the thought for our listeners, I'm sure your teaching is informed by your own writing, obviously, but what is it like to work with young students starting out or exploring what it is for them to write? And is teaching writing, does it feed your writing? I'm just curious. What's that like?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. It does not feed the writing. No, but it is. It's really. It's an amazing experience to see someone whose early career thinking about how they want to present themselves in the world. You know, how they want to refine and shape what they think of as their voice. And it's so gratifying. It's really exciting to see someone, but it's different from the writing. It is good for thinking about how to edit, you know, and thinking about how to talk with someone about how do I take this piece of writing and take it to another level to make it that much better. That in that way, it's helpful. But in terms of my own writing, that's not helpful. But it really is helpful to think about what it is that the college is for and what the university is for. And I think that working with students has really helped me think about that. And, you know, there's so much conversation about college and about universities, particularly now. And, you know, do we need them? What are they for? And that kind of thing. And we certainly need some ways to be credentialed, you know, for our work. And so that's a way in which colleges and universities, that's a function for colleges and universities. And I appreciate that. But if that's all that we're for, I think that we're all that we want, I think that we're missing some really vital and interesting ways that colleges and universities can work. And so, and this is by extension, in my classrooms, if we just want to write something, we just want to write, somebody went to the store and they came home. A lot of people can do that. But how is that inflected and informed by who you are, what your experiences are? Not autobiography necessarily, but what you see in that silly little story about going to the store and coming home. And that in some ways reflects to me and is this continuous reflection of what we need colleges and universities for. We need them to talk about what a good life is, because even if we get that job, we want a good life. You know, we want the job, we need the job, we all do. And we can't be blind to those kinds of considerations. We need to write that story about getting to the store, but it doesn't mean a lot if it doesn't have what your values and your hopes and your dreams and what you see as a good life. And so I'm being long-winded again, but but the idea is not that the class is a therapy session, but the class is to think about, okay, who am I as a writer, and how can I talk about that emotional space in this piece that makes it mine and doesn't just make it some generic kind of little story.
Or AI.
Or AI. Exactly. Exactly. That's the difference. I mean, AI can, you know, just put in a big bucket everything that's ever been written about mother-daughter trauma and spit out something, but it can't do what we can do. It can't say what we can say about that topic or any topic, because it can't be inflected and reflected from our own experiences. It can only give you this most generic kind of output. I keep imagining, you know, those 70s latex printers, you know, you remember those? Of course it's not, but that's what I keep imagining when I think of it.
Well, it's interesting, because when I think of when I come away from having encountered a writer that changes me, it's because I just came away from encountering a way of seeing and being in the world that had never occurred to me before. And I suspect if they're good, hadn't occurred to anyone quite the same way before. So that's the whole point, it seems to be.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that, you know, the writer I love, Eudora Welty, talks about the vision. The vision is the only thing that matters. The vision is new. The story is not.
Mm. Sam Shepard, every story is the same story. It's all in how you tell it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sadly, we are almost out of time. I do want to remind our listeners again that this is Notations at the Ice House is happening Thursday, January 25th. That's 7:30. You can find it online. That's 56 River Street, Bethlehem, the Ice House. It's free. It's open to the public. It's the beginning of several hopeful appearances with Notations at the Ice House. But it's a beautiful way to spend a winter's evening. I don't think there's any snow in the forecast. And Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to share with us before we go? Any last thoughts or ways for people to follow up with this?
Oh, well, if you do have questions, please contact me at my email address is spw3@lehigh.edu. I would love to see you there. I'd love to see you at any of our events, Notations. And thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to give you to talk about this series. I'm really excited.
Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for in the Gang at Notations for doing this. This is a wonderful bridge between university and community and between our souls and our community. And thanks to our listeners for joining us again today. I've been your host, Kate Scuffle, right here on WDIY 88.1 FM, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I look forward to visiting with you again soon, right here in the Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. If you enjoyed this program, please go to WDIY.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.